I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're discussing something very important. It'll wrap up, I think, a lot of the confusion that's out there regarding asset tokenization or words you may be hearing, the Great Reset, or CBDC, blockchain, bitcoins, right? So this is going to give you a brief but very clear idea of what the real agenda is going forward. This is the ultimate goal. So you're going to want to watch this because this is the end result of what the Great Reset is all about. This is about the CBDC, the digital ID, digital currency world, but it's bigger than you think. And what are we talking about here? We are talking about tokenization of assets, converting our assets into digital tokens. Now, this may be a little new for a lot of people, but this is the real goal here, is to convert our assets into tokens. And what is that really going to mean? Is it really comes down to this. They want tokenization. So what is asset tokenization? Asset tokenization clearly is the process by which an issuer creates digital tokens on a blockchain or other form of distributed ledger to represent digital or physical assets. Now, I'll clean this up a little bit when we're done, but asset tokenization is the process of transforming an underlying asset into another unit, digitized or physical asset called a token. Tokenization helps to convert an asset into a digital unit that can be managed without a central intermediary through blockchain technology. Well, that's what they're telling us, of course. Central intermediary, it'll be decentralized. That's not true. This is the big setup, but I don't know if we're going to be able to stop it. Honestly, asset tokenization, the Great Reset, the ultimate goal to blockchain our lives, everything we own, I mean everything, is going to be put into a digital ID, a token, they'll call it. So tokenization is kind of, put it this way, key trends in asset tokenization. This is kind of where it goes. Real estate, art and collectibles, intellectual property, stocks, equities, commodities, your currency, your money, everything that they could possibly, every asset basically you have, artwork, your watches, everything that we own, they want to put into tokenization. They want everything to be accounted for. Now, for many people that don't think this is possible, they almost tried it. I know when Biden got in, he put a lady there for the comptroller for the banking system. They were going to report every transaction in the bank directly to the IRS. They were even talking about in some states, especially California, into wealth taxation, where basically you had to list every asset you own, and they wanted to know what it was so they can know how to tax your assets. Now, I know Kamala Harris is even talking about having not just wealth tax, but unrealized gain taxes, meaning tax you on assets you own you didn't even sell, but they want to tax you on it anyway. If we ever get to a point where we allow them, the Great Reset concept, here's where it's going, the central bank digital currency, if we get to a point where we allow them to mandate that we tell them every asset we own, what do you think that leads to? Total behavioral control. Oh, if you step out of line, you're going to have to sell asset A. Asset B, you can no longer hold. You must sell it. It will be a micromanagement of our freedom like you have never seen. That's why this is so important. Besides the political, Donald Trump made it clear he will never allow CBDC to take hold. And the left in this country, that's all they want to do. They not only want to tokenize, they want to identify every inch of wealth you have, stuff you have hidden in your mattress, assets you paintings or assets you may not want someone knowing you have for obvious reasons, right? Where does freedom and then slavery dissect here? This is something so dangerous. We will lose every aspect of our freedom if we allow this to take place, because the goal is to take everything we own and identify it. And the left has made it very clear. This is what, to me, is one of the most important issues in this election. I don't care what people think about Donald Trump. You have to look at the big picture. And if you know people who are single issue voters, I don't care what it is, abortion or man, or I don't care what the issue is. Get off the single issue voting and get people to understand if they vote for the left and for Democrats in this country, this is where it's going. Now, granted, not all Republicans are perfect. I know that, especially rhinos, but this is how important it is, because they will cement control and every aspect of our wealth will be digitized. And this is a really big deal, because why? Now, here's what they're going to do. They're going to make it sound very attractive. Why tokenized assets are a safe haven in a banking crisis. A safe haven, they say. This is going to protect us. This is going to keep us safe. It's going to stop crime. Not a chance. There will always be a black market, and this will create a black market like you've never seen. If we let them get away with tokenization of our assets, the Great Reset is, this is the main platform here. This is the bottom line of all the chatter you hear about what the Great Reset means. Central bank digital currency sounds somewhat harmless to a degree, but this is the ultimate goal, is to identify everything. So why? They can control our behavior. They can control what we do, when we do it, how we do it, and who we do it with. And this is kind of a layout of what it would look like. Let me make this a little bigger. Asset tokenization process. Basically, you take on the left your various assets, and I mean everything, your house, your cars, your watches, stocks, bonds, everything you own. They put it into something called verification of ownership to confirm you own this, right? Whatever happened to privacy? Then you transfer it to a blockchain-enabled platform. Asset value evaluation is then finalized, and then tokenization of the asset is then an offering state. They want it to, now, to some extent, it makes sense, right? Because if you have a tokenized home, then it's proof you own the home. And so it will cut down on certain aspects of theft. And this is how they'll sell it to the people. But it's far more nefarious. These are Luciferians at the highest level of evil. And what it really will do is go to behavioral control. We will lose all freedom, and we absolutely will be slaves. And what we the people can do about it is not go into it. Because if we allow this to take place, they will control us. Now, right now, we have freedom. We have cash. We can do transactions. We can barter with one another. I can give you item A. You give me item B. It's done. It's private. It's nobody's business what I received from you, what you gave me. That is freedom. If they can tokenize our assets through the Great Reset agenda, through CBDC, we're done. Because right now, not only do we have the freedom of currency transaction, we can privately transfer from one to another, It's controlled currently through the SWIFT. And this is kind of a big deal because the SWIFT is this. Let me just show you this. I messed that up tonight on the graph, but just let's go through it. CBDC, what is it? SWIFT stands for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. Banks use SWIFT to reach their counterparties. Let me go up here and do this. Their counterparties, they achieve operational efficiency, enhance customer experience, and improve liquidity risk management. This is how we buy goods right now from country to country using SWIFT. According to Article 3 in the Articles of Association, the object of the company is for the collective benefit of members and the company. The study, the creation, utilization, operation, means necessary for communicating, transmitting, and routing of private, confidential, and proprietary financial messages. Now, this is what the SWIFT is. Now, good news, SWIFT used to control the world. The United States therefore controlled it. And we used to sanction countries. We used to put the heat on people if they didn't comply. Well, now the Russians and the Chinese through BRICS have developed their own interbank communication between digital currency, digital ID, and SWIFT. They were going to put us into this asset tokenization. Now, they tout the CBDC. Now, what are the CBDC benefits? CBDC basically is increased safety and efficiency. They want to remove the need for middlemen, impose no fees, allow for financial transactions of ease, deter crime, they say, make monetary policy easier to implement, does not require costly infrastructure, and secured by blockchain technology, making everybody safe. Everybody knows what's going on. But can you see between the lines? Once they know what we have, every single item right down to a collectible pen, they will be able to control everything we do, everything we say, and where we go. That is how serious this is. Now, to show you the difference between a CBDC and the current idea of cryptocurrencies, because crypto is going to play a part. There's no doubt we're going into digital money. And as we go into digital money of some sort anyway, peer-to-peer, or as we do now, Apple Pay or Venmo, we have it. But cryptocurrency was to allow us to get away from a centralized control system. It gave us the ability to transact with one another without some central authority telling us what we can and cannot do, which I think every human has a right to. Right now, CBDC versus cryptocurrency. CBDC is centralized, and we've already seen what centralized means. It means controlled by bureaucrats that probably don't like you. They don't care about the Constitution. If you're a Christian, boy, are you in trouble, especially if you're someone like me, who's probably a white male military, ex-military Christian. I mean, I'm like the enemy now, which is absurd in America, of course. Centralization means you're going to let some purple-haired nut job antichrist control your behavior. And that's where we go into the mark of the beast and all other aspects of deep-seated slavery. CBDC is also based on a permission private blockchain. They call it private, but they can always see everything you do. It is issued by a governed or central bank, aka all central banks then controlled by Bank of International Settlements, One World Order, One World Money. This is where it's going. And it'll be compliant with KYC and anti-money laundering, of course, right? Then you have the cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies, they're decentralized. We will have freedom to transact without some overlord telling us our behavior or our relationship is wrong. It's based on a permissionless blockchain, public blockchain. privately issued and controlled by the user. No clear regulation. And that's exactly what they don't want. They want to control everything we do. If we allow them to take our assets and tokenize it, as I said, they're going to make it sound good. Even your gold and silver, for that matter, they will want everything tokenized. But that's why I truly believe hard assets outside the system are paramount right now, because we can still transact with one another without some purple-haired overlord that hates our guts telling us what we can and cannot do. If we do not stop this, our freedom will literally be gone, period. And many people say, what can we do? This sounds crazy. It is exactly what their white papers say. This is the bottom line, the period at the end of a sentence of the agenda of the Great Reset and the whole idea of a world order, I guess you could say, financial world order, everything. We will lose our freedom forever. And what can we do? In this case, not that I like any of them, but we better vote Republican all the way down that ballot, because this is the only time in history where it's been very clear one party says they will follow the globalist one world order agenda, and that are the Democrats. Most Republicans, anyway, are still about freedom, constitution, and freedom of choice. And that's the irony, right? Democrats always claim, you know, it's our body, our choice, which, by the way, I do get. I mean, I'm about freedom of choice. If you want to murder, you can do it. I mean, as far as the baby thing goes, right? Because they're doing it now. Who am I to tell you that? That's between you and God. But the point is, there's irony everywhere, hypocrisy everywhere, and we will lose every aspect of our freedom if we do not stop the tokenization of our assets and putting us into a blockchain where everything we do, where we go, who we talk to is put into the system. Everything. Think about how creepy that is. You will not be able to love on one another. You will not be able to give gifts the same way. It will be tragedy. And if you don't believe it's possible, it's in the white paper. It's being done right now. If we do not stop the United Nations and this global agenda of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, that sociopathic Luciferian, if we do not stop this, and we need to stand and fight for our sovereignty as nations. Every nation has a right to be their nation. Germans should be Germans. English should be English. Irish should be Irish. Americans, which is the most unique, we should be American. It is a melting pot. I always loved that, especially the food and the contributions of food. But we must maintain freedom away from censorship, away from control. Look what they're doing to Elon Musk right now. Look what they're doing to the guy of Telegram. They want to control us. Now, who's not doing this? And this is ironic because China is full-blown communists, but the BRICS. The BRICS, especially Russia. I think Russia is going into more, being more of a Christian nation than America. They are opting for more freedom for the people. And we in the West are looking to enslave us. Very interesting parody of life. I can't even begin to show you, but what do they say, how it works in the end? Evil becomes good and good becomes evil. It's the opposite of everything to be true, right? And this is where we're heading right now if we do not stop tokenization of our assets and this Great Reset agenda. Kick them to the side, and we, the people of the world, make our own choices of what we want to do, how we want to do it, who we want to do it with, and maintain that privacy. this is how big it is. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.